Snoop, man. Your career is like, you'd have to have like a 3-day show to do your whole career, bro. That's just too much, man. This is fucking too much. Before you get out of here, man, yo, Malice in Wonderland, December 8th. And what's your website, Snoop, that people could go
well,
on?
You know what it is. It's SnoopDogg.com. You can get at me live and direct, quick, fast, like, and once you get at that, all my Twitter pages and my Ustreams and all that, MySpace is all connected to that one site.
And you do be on Twitter, right? You do be on Twitter.
You already know that. I be on there full speed ahead. I be going live on Ustream on Twitter so niggas can see me. Okay. I ain't with the type, and I'd rather look at you when you look at me, and I talk shit and smoke a little bit of that woo-wah. I was going big on that Ustream when I had that Obama shirt on, and I put the blunt next to his mouth. They put me all on CNN. Good looking out.
Is your boy Bill O'Reilly still attacking you, son? Because I saw you spazzed out on some footage like months ago. Like, you really...
Yeah, I went so motherfucking hard on that nigga. He's scared of me, man. He don't want to see me on a battle on TV with conversation and cameras, and he damn sure don't want to see me in the hood, nigga, on some real ignorant shit. So he didn't left me alone. You understand me? He didn't left me the fuck alone.
Bill O'Reilly,
man. I got friends like 50 Cent and Eminem.
Yeah.
You know, so I got powerful friends who can get at his motherfucking ass without him even knowing that they came from me.
Speaking of Eminem, man, he was here earlier, and he was wilding out as usual. Like, who do you think cremated? You spoke about Drake earlier. On that record with Drake, Lil Wayne, Kanye, and Eminem, in your opinion, who do you think killed that record? Because we got a lot of Twitter questions they want to know. They want to know respectfully from Snoop who they think cremated that record.
That record with all of them on there?
Yeah, and Eminem spazzed out at the end.
I think Eminem went hard in the paint. He did kill that shit. That nigga did like 45 bars. He went hard. It's like they turned his light on. But that's that young generation, though. See, Drake is the kind of nigga that inspires niggas that been doing it for a while, that done had the joystick. See, Eminem probably feel like, you know, Drake got his spotlight now, because it used to be Eminem was the hottest motherfucker talked about. We all done had that. When you had that joystick, it's not hate, it's just competition. You're thrilled to be in the same room on the same song with a nigga that's the hot shit, because now you can show why you always will be the hot shit, why he will call you to be on his record to stamp his shit. So you got to come with it. It's like I say when Eminem was on Jay-Z song, he fucked Cuz up on that record.
Yeah,
you know what record I'm talking about.
Yeah,
but he fucked him off on that record completely. Like, damn. But then that was, you know, that you got to do that. You on Jay-Z, you can't.
Can't they come
known
out
for killing niggas. Yeah, but yeah, to have Eminem, the white boy, kill him on his shit, that was nerve wracking. I was like, I don't want Eminem on my album. I'm cool.
Is there any future cool for Snoop and Eminem? Is that good
always
future?
I love that nigga. You know, that's the great white hope. You know, I named him that when I first started fucking with him. He's the great white hope, man. I fucks with Eminem. I like his whole swag, his whole get out, you know. We do it completely different, but we do it the same way because we from the same tree. So whenever he need me, I scream for him. You know, it's all love. It ain't never no in-betweens. You know, I fuck with his crew, D12, Denine, Mr. Porter, all them niggas. I fuck with the whole everything. You know what I'm saying? Them is my niggas. The whole D12, Eminem, whole clique. Them, I fucks with it just like I fucks with G-Unit. When Dre bring niggas, I fuck with their whole family. I don't just fuck with the cousins. I fuck with the cousins, the sisters, the brothers, the
everybody,
nephews, the uncles. Everybody,
son, B, you're like my homie, my yo. It's crazy, yo. I can't believe that we're really like homeboys, yo. That's just crazy, man.
No, and I'll fuck with you for real, though, kid. You know that I've been fucking with you, nigga. When you didn't came to a nigga house, we didn't been on the road.
I see you in different countries and shit.
It ain't shit we ain't done, nigga. We still got more to do. That's what's so great.
Hell yeah, Malice in Wonderland, man. And then of course the future. It looks like 50 and Jay might have a little battle, man. You wouldn't mind seeing that, like a good, like, verse battle? None of that beef shit, but at least...
Who is the king of New York right now? I don't know. I mean, it used to be Jay-Z, but I know 50 ain't having it. He always say I run New York, so, you know, they both my friends, so I like to see that. It's like, you know, seeing Mike Tyson and the Holyfield, or Roy Jones and Bernard Hopkins. I love to see great heavyweight shit. You know, I love that kind of shit. I've been waiting on a nigga to try to challenge me so I can see who want to get their motherfucking neck chopped off real quick. Like, the niggas don't want it with me, so... I just sit back in the stands and just admire, you dig?
Yo, man, I'm so happy you called, man, because the ratings are so high right now. I'm good, man. I'm good for, like...
Yeah, you know, I fucks with you, who kid, nigga. I fucks with you when I ain't fucking with you. They want I'm riding in another city. And I tell the motherfuckers in Germany, nigga, put the motherfucking satellite radio on. Put bullshit, nigga. It's 45. Put it on right now, nigga. Quit playing.
Isn't it
disco fast ass shit? You know they like playing that fast ass music when you're in Germany when you get in the back of the van. Get that shit out of here. And put on some real nigga shit.
Isn't it amazing that they could hear it anywhere on this planet? Like, that's crazy,
son. The whole globe, nigga. I done been in motherfucking Iceland and Poland.
You can hear Shade 45.
Your motherfucking ass coming through, nigga. Coming through, nigga, live and direct.
Yo, man, I'm just happy you called, man. Nigga. Yo, tell I'm gonna tell.
On your birthday, nigga, you got that, nigga. I wish I was there with you so I could put one in the motherfucking air, nigga. Long, fat, purple.
It caused a fire alarm.
And you do know that.
Let's get back into your record, man. That's the homie, man. I played it all day. And this is how we doing it. Snoop Dogg, Who Kid, happy birthday to me. And we'll see y'all next week. Pow. Hey.